Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog, and a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm happy to say I've got a good friend in studio with me right now, Dan Mulleri from DM Exotics. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Robert.
Let's talk about the trip you took to Thailand.
Oh, as always, it wasn't my first time going there, but as always, just a phenomenal place and very interesting area of the world.
Now, you went there because you experience the reptiles that you love and learn. And you see so much more than reptiles there, obviously. But we also documented it. I know we're working on a web documentary series with you on it. So that's going to be exciting. But until that comes out, share a little bit about what you experienced. What were some of the animals? What were some of the highlights?
Well, it worked out really well because we were blessed with really good weather. Obviously, when you're going to the tropics, that's always a concern with rain and that sort of thing. But we had great weather. We worked hard. We spent many days and many nights out in the jungle looking for stuff and coming across just sort of whatever happened across our path. And we saw just a multitude of reptiles, amphibians, mammals, birds, fish. It was really an amazing trip. For some reason, this trip beat all the others in the past for the variety and numbers of animals that we saw. It was just amazing.
Now, I've got to deviate just a little bit because I've seen some of the video highlights. You got to tell me about the elephant.
That was a really special occurrence that I will never forget. There was an elephant that was separated from its mother at an extremely young age, and it was nearby one of the wildlife stations that have some limited accommodations for tourists. And the people there that ran that establishment did their best to care for that baby elephant. They didn't think it was going to survive because it was separated at such a young age from the mother. It didn't have access to nurse and on that vital milk and everything. And they did their best. The elephant did well. It grew up and it stays in that area, and they see it a few times per year. And we just happened to be there on one of the days that it came down and popped its head out of the jungle. And we were able to interact with it. We fed it a couple of pineapples and it was just unbelievable.
It really was. I mean, watching the footage, just what an experience. What a great experience. When you're out there, what are the things that you're most cognizant of? Because it's much different than being in, say, a sanctuary situation. You're actually out there in their environment. How do you approach that?
Well, a lot of times it's the smaller things that I'm more concerned about, such as mosquitoes and some of the blood-sucking insects and things, or even just getting bitten by small venomous things. I'm always more concerned with the small stuff. A lot of the larger mammals and things that are obviously equally, if not more dangerous, they'll let you know where they're at. If you're getting too close, you know, they have audible warnings and whatnot. So I'm not so concerned about actually stumbling into those, but you know, maybe stepping on a scorpion in the middle of the night while you're, you know, making your way to the bathroom or something. Those are the things I'm much more aware of.
Yeah. That might hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Now you also got to share the story of catching a snake falling out of a tree. I love it. That's what this guy does, folks. Okay, he doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk and occasionally catches snakes out of trees.
Well, let's just say I'm really happy to have the video to prove it, and it's going to be really hard to describe in words how that all went down, but when you guys see the video, you'll understand. But I was very lucky. We were trying to get this really big rat snake out of a tree, and it chose my direction to bolt. It could have tried to escape from, 360 degrees, but it went my direction, and I was able to grab it with the tongs in midair while it was flying by my face. It was unbelievable, but it was a great catch, and it was actually a very rare animal, very rare snake to see, and it's all captured on video. It was great.
Really is great. It's great to have you here in the studio. Always enjoy learning from you about all different animals, reptiles, you name it. Folks, if you want to learn more from Dan, you can visit his website at dmexotics.com. Again, that's dmexotics.com. We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.